and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 425. I'm just looking at what it's saying, and it says day one. So you were in the middle of listening to day one. Oh, that was a lifetime ago, wasn't it? Anyway, where's the chat? CQ, Deb, CQ. Excellent. Hello, Simon. I think that's possibly... Have you ever been second? You're either first or sometime down the line. But congratulations. Hello, Tracy. Hello, Paul. Hello, Deb. Hello, Tony. Hello, Renee. Full house tonight. And who else have we got? Yeah, I did hit refresh just in case, but I don't think you should be. What do you mean half working, Jonathan? Half working? Oh, so you can be fully present in after hours. Can only do it when people aren't working. Oh my, this is sounding interesting. All the usual suspects. Is this as in the usual suspects on the murder board, Simon? Oh, our neighbourhood just gets weirder by the minute. Now, what I've done is today, I know Boris has been on his hind legs. I have left that alone to share the joy of it with you. So I'm about to head in and have a look at what Boris has had to say. Oh, make it stop. And that's before we even start. Indian variant could disrupt the 21st of June easing, but won't affect Monday. The R rate is 1.1, which is not good. And if he wants to lessen the impact in June, why doesn't he just cancel Monday? Or is that just me? Who's heard it? Who's heard what Boris had to say? What's your opinions on it? Oh, it's all going to kick off again. Honestly. I can't be doing with it. It's like, how many times have we been down this path? And Boris just thinks, it'll be fine. No, Boris, it won't be fine. It won't be fine. I swear it won't. But I'm not leaving the house, so... He said, blah, blah, blah. No. Don't forget Simon. Do you know, I've never known anybody that ummy and ahry when they're talking. Ask him a simple question and it's... And eventually some words come out. Not necessarily related to the answer, though. Apparently, they've sent a truck full of vaccinations up to Bolton. The biggest problem in Bolton isn't getting the vaccinations there, it's persuading people to take them. There is a very, very large ethnic minority to the point that I think it's actually a majority. And they just don't seem keen for some reason. And the flying in from visiting relatives. And it's all kicking off. And you can't say a thing, but that's what's happening. So, as you were then, as you were. So, was there anything beyond blah, 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 Simon? Did I miss a good one, or was it just Boris yakking again? I was in a session, I think it was about the 67th of the week. I'm dizzy with it now. It's so funny, though, me being the attendee, sitting there like a spider in the corner, just watching everything that goes on, because I don't do much in the chat. You guys are amazing that you can type. I don't say much, although in this session... I did. Oh, have you ever gone down a rabbit hole and wish you'd not bothered? It was this poor lady that I know from at least the last cohort of this course. And she's constantly vacillating between Evernote and Notion. Now, in my opinion, they're not actually replaceable for each other. You would just use Evernote for its strengths. Quick capture. Great clipping of web pages. And quick text if you want it to. You could also scan and email stuff into it. So it's a fabulous filing cabinet that you don't have to look after. Notion, on the other hand, is like a needy tree that needs triaging on a regular basis. But she decided for one particular job she was putting the stuff in Notion. So she'd made a decision. Yay! And then she said she realised after she'd done it that she couldn't copy stuff and paste it elsewhere. That things were moving and stuff. And I thought, well, once I've got stuff in Notion, I don't tend to want to take it out and put it anywhere else. But there was an occasion when we were at Alverston when in Mike's presidential year, and I had to organise the shooting and the archery. What a living nightmare.
Oh, but I want to be in the session with my friend. But I want to watch the match at 2 o'clock.
Well, you can't do both. But I had to kind of accommodate stuff like that. And I did it in Notion. And once I got the list and thought, right, that's it, I'll just email it to them. Couldn't copy it. Every time I tried to... Now, bearing in mind, I'm on my phone and I couldn't see a blind thing, but that's not the point. I literally, it just wouldn't copy. It went into edit mode. Well, the answer is to lock the page, which you can do on mobile, you can do on the desktop, just lock the page. And once you've locked the page, it treats it then as like a normal document that you can copy. So I made the mistake of going in the chat. And I put in, I put at Lynn, that's the woman's name, meaning, you know, no need for anybody else to get involved. I'm just talking to Lynn. So I said, why don't you lock the page? It has the effect that you will then be able to select and copy, you know, and then unlock it if you need to unlock it. Sent it off. Oh, my word. What is it with people? 30 people dived in the chat. And it was, it's the three dots in the top right hand corner. And then you can do this, you can do that. Here's a link to a video of it. And I thought, good God. I thought, yeah, and then they kept coming back and coming back while I'm typing up, because she came back and said, that's a great idea. How do I do that? So I'm typing up how, and also in relation to, like I would with you guys in After Hours. Okay, so this is how you do it, but this is the knock-on effect of that, right? So I typed up that, and it was like quite a long paragraph. And then as I glanced up, all these things were coming in from these people. And then it started, it kicked off with like, No, there's an easier way to do it. It's a better way to do it than that. And I thought, just a minute. Whoa, stop. No one had given the woman any advice until I said, why don't you lock the page? Would this be an option for you? And now they're acting like they're God Almighty and know everything about it. Well, nobody offered her any help until I said something. It's scary in chat. Not in here, it's not. But generally speaking, it's scary in chat. There's something wrong with people. So I'm not good with people. There you go. Simon is assuming. Can't watch him. Might shoot the TV. Good point, Simon. That was my thought. I thought, oh, 5 o'clock. I thought, session or Boris. Thought, no, I'll leave it. I'll get the short version later. So on the main homepage, Boris isn't even a picture on the main homepage. Plus the fact it's kicking off in Israel again. So, I mean, there's lots to talk about. Rather than Boris. And I see Martin Bashir's fallen on his sword at last. He said he was leaving due to ongoing health issues. Yeah, to do with the fact that if you don't go, we'll fire you. That, yes. I think that all hark back to the Diana interview and the fact that they conned her, which upset Prince William. Oh, what a day. So, let's have a look in here. I've still got that link open, Renee, to check it. I've got far too many links open. I need to deal with that, but I will. Evernote owns Sketch, don't they? Started using that again the other day. It seems to still be working great. Oh, it's got a checkered history, that has. They did buy it. They ripped out the technology from it and they put it inside Evernote to annotate PDFs. But the Mac community went mental that Sketch was going away. So they decided they would leave it available for just the Mac, but it is no longer available for Windows or anything else. So I don't think it's going to see much in the way of updates. But, you know, Sketch in the day was just fabulous. Oh, loved it. I don't know why they just didn't start charging for maybe cloud storage and public sharing. And that way you could use it for free if you didn't want that. Because, you know, we have ended up with this mess where there's this fabulous app and you don't use it because it could go away tomorrow. But yeah, it was great. Oh, Sketch. That was about 2008, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. It was 2007. Because I remember being at the Mac Club and Mikey B, who used to be on Mac Bites with us, did a presentation about it. Oh, yes. Happy, happy days. Right, let's have a look. Keep going. Right, we've got the link again, so go check the link out. Oh, Kim's governor has decided COVID's over on the 30th of June. That's handy. Who told him? Or is he just speculating? He isn't related to Boris, is he? He's not called... Oh, Simon, we need a pronunciation of Boris's full name. We were discussing it yesterday. Is it Defifle, Defiffle, Defifer? What's his... How are we pronouncing that? Alexander Boris Defifle, or however we're pronouncing it, Johnson. Do you know, his dad's got a lot to answer for, hasn't he? But I said you would know. So over on the 30th of June, the cases are as high as they ever were, as are the deaths. You don't know what changed. Politics, probably. Politics. I can't understand why we're pressing ahead on Monday. I know the thing on Monday is hugs, but there's a thing been doing the rounds on Facebook. I just can't stop laughing at it. It was the original post I saw was from an account called The Lady of Manchester, which I think is some kind of funny account. And it had a big pink image and it said, hugs are allowed from Monday. And then underneath it said, how did she word it? Please don't think I'm included in this. Oh, I thought, yep, skip me. Just leave it. Leave it alone. I don't know what's up with these politicians. They're absolutely barking mad. What more can I say? Oh, Tracy uses Sketch. Is this the... Feeful part of it. Yes, I believe so. It does sound like a drugs company, you're quite right. In fact, it could well be. Oh, and Ohio's lifting the COVID health restrictions on June the 2nd. Oh, so looks like Maroon could be carrying on then, because once we get to the autumn, figures off the scale. I can see this happening. Oh, and the reopening buildings on the 6th of July. And are you going in, Paul? I suppose you're all right if you've had your jabs. But we don't know yet how long before you need your booster jabs. So what do they expect people to do? Go in and then once people start dropping, think, ah, yeah, I could probably do with a booster now. There's no logic to this. Oh, I'm still working from home. And happy to stay that way and be that way. I've just asked Simon what Boris had to say. Blah, 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 blah. Which sounds about right, doesn't it?
It does.
Makes more sense than usual. Oh, and in the States, it's all over, apparently, in June. But the stats are the same. Has no one challenged them on this? Has no one said, you know, what about the numbers? What about the science? Aren't we following the science anymore? Or are we just blah, blah, blahing? Oh, Boris. I can't understand how he's managed to lose 128,000 people to this hideous disease. And still swept the board clean at local elections. I mean, I could understand it with Corbyn. You either loved or loathed Corbyn, and clearly more loathed him than loved him. Then this fella took over, Sir Keir Starmer. He's a bit wet, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, they voted him in. Nobody else is voting for Labour. So I don't know what happened there. Having said that, Labour did have a good night here, didn't they? Election night. Because Andy Burnham got elected again. But there again, Andy Burnham got a lot of goodwill from the people of Manchester, standing up for Manchester, saying we're not going into another lockdown, not again. Obviously, it didn't work, but that's not the point. He did it anyway. And I think he got about £2.50 difference for doing it. But that's where we're at. I wonder if anyone... Oh, Anthony, that's a classic. I wonder if anyone has explained to COVID it's finishing in June. Maybe Boris has had a quiet word, because if you think about it, it's quite intimately related with it, isn't he? They're absolutely barking.
That guy said to me...
Which guy's this? The Tesco bloke?
Yeah.
Wasn't Wendy?
No.
R.I.P.
No.
Oh, no, poor bloke. Wendy.
You been for a pint yet, mate?
Oh, I've got a good one in relation to that, so what did you say?
I said, no, I've not left the house in a year.
That's why you're delivering the food. You know, I do this church newsletter every week.
Yeah.
Well, I got... It comes with an email from the parish secretary. And she's a scream. So it's been like... She knows that we've not left the house in 14, 15 months. She knows that. She should also know I'm teetotal. She comes on this email and she says, so the pubs are opening to drink in on Monday. But bet you can't wait to get out. I'm like, what? I mean, would you anyway, even if you drank? No, Tesco will deliver. But I'm teetotal, what would I be doing in a pub? Might be eating one of those cakes, but apart from that, I wouldn't be in a pub, would I? Yeah, people are barking mad. Apparently, it's worth risking your life for a drink. Not here, it isn't. They can deliver anything I want.
Oh, last night, one of the things that got mentioned...
This was in your Catinian meeting?
Yeah, was restarting the Breakfast Club.
Were they looking for volunteers?
Because Chidge said, well, it opens on Monday.
I'm quite happy to do all the admin.
I was going to say, I'm quite happy to ring up, but I'm not going.
I think you'll find it's not the same without us. It's not the Breakfast Club if we're not there. But when you say it opens up inside, it does, but you can't sit together. You've got to have separate tables and wave from a distance.
Yeah.
In which case, why are you bothering going? We could have a virtual Breakfast Club.
What was the other one? Oh, somebody mentioned introducing a gentleman's Breakfast Club.
Oh, God, here we go. Why? Aren't the ladies allowed to eat breakfast?
I don't know. To get more members, I guess.
Do we want members that don't like women?
We've got plenty. Well, we've got several. No, let's not tar them all with that brush.
I mean, why would you have to have a gentleman's breakfast?
What
happens at a gentleman's breakfast? Can you see it? I'm getting upset.
Someone else can organise that.
They want the ladies there making the flaming sandwiches, don't they? I'm feeling like Simon now. You know when Simon feels murderous when he sees Bongo?
Yeah.
Now you see the Catinians are upsetting me now. Right, let's catch up on here. 4 people have died from the Indian variant. That's fast if it's the case. Big problems ahead. Totally agree, Tony. I mean, you don't know what you're facing, do you? So to go ahead with this, let's all hug a monkey on Monday, you're lock upable. In fact, you know, they've talked to people here on the Vox Pops, and it's like, no, mate, no, I'm not hugging anyone on Monday. I think the people in the street have got far more idea than the politicians.
Even my mother don't want to hug me.
It can wait. I mean, we did a virtual dinner with her, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was Christmas, but that's not the point.
She said to me this morning, you two are being careful, aren't you?
Said the woman who's been bubbled since about last May.
So we haven't left the house, apart from walking Lola.
I literally haven't left the house. The furthest I went was the garden gate with the hedge trimmer in hand. No one was coming anywhere near me, I can assure you. When I'm wielding my 4-foot hedge trimmer, no one is anywhere near
me. And she said, I know I'm going to school.
You need to explain, she's a teacher.
She's a teacher, but she's also taking the...
lateral flow test.
Yeah.
The lateral flow test isn't some magic bloody wand. That will tell you you've got it. By that point, it's too late.
This is the one that you do up your nose, not down your throat, because she said doing it up down the throat made a gag.
Just the thought of it's making me feel nauseous.
There's this AZ one, which is a saliva test. Apparently, it's like a dead advanced test.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, that's great.
She said, but I know I've sat outside of like cafes and things, but I wouldn't risk going, you know, inside anywhere.
Only the bank. Been in the bank a million times.
Well, she wears a mask when she goes to a bank. And she went in the EE shop to tell them that she wasn't upgrading. And I think they offered her... Oh, they offered her a discount, didn't they?
Oh, they always will.
Yeah.
So, Paul says, a large percentage of Ohio's had their jabs, but he's not planning on returning on the 6th. Might start back a couple of days a week. Prefer to work from home. Stick to your guns, Paul. Stick to your guns. Lola agrees. Yep, stick to the guns. Following the science is a political term, no meaning. Absolutely. I mean, science is the best guess to start with, but you should at least listen. But the scientists are being more logical than the politicians. The politicians have got money in mind, but I don't understand that. You know, they want the economy back on track. Well, if people drop dead from COVID, then they're not spending money, are they? Admittedly, the undertaking industry is taking off, but that's not the point either. It seems short-sighted. The only concern in the UK, and I don't know what it's like in America, is that the NHS is not overwhelmed. And I'm thinking, well, OK, what's the NHS capacity that you're talking about? So if it's talking about the number of beds and the number of ventilators and how the staff can cope, then let's say that if the deaths are around 500 a day, they can cope with that. Is this acceptable then? Or should we be trying to avoid it? And Boris seems to be thinking that, yeah, that's acceptable. We're all right with that. As long as the NHS doesn't get overwhelmed. And I'm thinking, but people are dying. And the ramifications of that. No wonder he wants this. There's an inquiry happening in the UK eventually. But he's put it off till next year. And I thought, well, that's probably wise. On the one hand, it's wise because, you know, we're still in the middle of it. But on the other hand, you know, if it gets worse, then you've already promised that you're going to look into it. So maybe that wasn't such a wise move after all. So, everyone seems to think it's going really well, says Simon, yet we've got the highest casualty rate in Europe of the advanced countries. I mean, the ones that have gone, and we can't do anything about that. But what we can do is honour their memory and learn from it. That if, I mean, last time, it was, if you remember Christmas, you could all meet up for Christmas or something. And then he had to change his mind on that. And then it just shot up. People did meet. And we had the huge second wave. This variant, if it's bypassing the vaccine and is twice as transmissible, we're going to have a massive third wave. And in the middle of this, there are the people who aren't yet vaccinated. The ones who have been vaccinated, but we don't know how long it lasts before you need a booster. The people that don't want to take the AstraZeneca vaccine, it's the wheels are coming off. And yet Boris is just ploughing on, thinking everything will be fine. And I think, you know, how many times does this have to happen before you're in a position today to stop Monday? Just cancel it. Put it off until the next one in June. So we've got these dates in the UK. 17th of May is one and the 21st of June is another. Well, just put the 17th of May off till June. Because if you do that, yes, you've got businesses that, you know, don't have any business for another month. But it's better than the alternative where you give them the business for a month and then come the 21st of June, you can't do anything and we have to go into another 6-month lockdown. I despair that they don't understand this. Not that I'm an expert, but it would just make logical sense to me. Prevarication. Do you know, Simon, I'm thinking prevarication could well be the pronunciation of Boris's middle name. You know, Alexander Boris, Prevarication Johnson. That would work nicely. So I think I'll redefine how we pronounce that. The initial decisions were shocking. If we had, on day one, when we had one case in the UK, if we'd have shut the borders and locked down, nobody leave home unless you are a key worker. And even the key workers like NHS key workers would have been going to work, but it would have been standard work. It wouldn't have been looking after a million COVID cases. For maybe 12 to 16 weeks, we'd have been fine. But look what happened. Oh. What's this? Wasn't planning to, Kim. We'll look more into it. Figured out not eligible state employee. So is this about working from home? You should be able to put your term down. Let's carry on. Renee said, of course, we can't go out to do the shopping elsewhere. Yes, tell me about it. The term gentleman is deeply suspicious. Its main use these days is in place of toilet. That's actually true. You actually have two terms, though, don't you? You've got the term gentleman and the term brother.
I can think of other terms, but we'd lose the explicit tag. I mean, the clean tag.
Yeah, we would.
We'd gain the explicit tag.
No, I just find it. A lot of the guys there are very progressive. There was a president before Mike, and there was, like, at this stage, there were two events, I think. Am I right with that? There were two events that were brothers only?
One.
There was the Longridge one, and there was the...
No, yeah.
The first event, I don't know what we call that.
The circle dinner.
The circle dinner, all right, and that was men only. So there was only the two, because in the previous years... There had been those two. There'd been the Christmas dinner that was men only. There'd been, you know, maybe half a dozen things that were men only. So it whittled down and whittled down until all that you've got left is the walk is still men only, apart from Christmas when the ladies are invited. I won't tell you what I said. Like Mike says, we'd lose the clean tag. Bad words were said. Not that I wanted to go on a walk with them anyway. It was the principle of the matter. So there's the walk that's still men only, and the only other thing is the circle dinner. So in Mike's year, we decided we would do a breakfast club, and we went up to Bramley Farm for the breakfast club. We wouldn't even have contemplated not asking the ladies. So the ones that are saying maybe we should have a gentleman's breakfast club, I'm sorry, but you're a fossil. You're a fossil. There was another club, the luncheon club that I used to go to a while ago, obviously. And that was a gentleman's only thing. And it was on its uppers. They couldn't get enough people for the hotel to keep the room for them. So the guy who started it all, he died and somebody else took over, and he took a brave decision and said he'd open it up to the ladies. He had two people that said, I will never set foot in here if you invite the ladies. And he was like, well, don't let the door at your backside on the way out. And the club is thriving because obviously, you know, you think about it, the gentlemen are coming during the day. If they want a drink, then they can't drive. Whereas sometimes the ladies are quite happy to, you know, drop them off, etc. But it would have been much nicer if they could have gone in. And now we do. And, you know, it's not caused any uproar apart from in the mind of these two people who said, like, no, not if the ladies are coming. I mean, what do you think we're doing? Pole dancing? Why make this distinction? I can't understand it. Even for the circle dinner, I don't understand it. Because the same night as the guys go and have their dinner, the ladies go and have theirs, just not together. It's like 1880 called and asked for its social distancing back. It's ridiculous. Oh, but no, we can't be seen to be condoning that, can we?
No.
No, that's not happening. Right, let me get back in here. Renee's delivery lady said, you two are almost faithful customers. I think Wendy thinks like that here. And Simon says, it's a bit like ramming a car into the wall several times in the first half of your driving test, but pretending you've passed because you managed to somehow drive back to the test centre. I know, it's utterly ludicrous. Right. Kim has found out the media do not really know how to actually interpret the data. You were just reading a write-up about ovarian... that's cancer? Ovarian cancer? And the media got it all wrong. There was something on the BBC here about... I don't know if it was some kind of trial or other, but basically whatever they were trying wasn't working. I must admit, I don't read that kind of stuff. I can't be doing with it. Not since Mum died with it. With Dad, when they said he got cancer, kind of expected it. I mean, he'd smoked at least 40 a day, if not more. Whatever money he had, he smoked for 65 years. Yeah, no, 55 years. Since he was about 15, he'd smoked. The only surprise was his lungs were fine. It was everywhere else. And we did not see coming. But with Mum, she never smoked in her life. She had none of the kind of indications that you might be on the lookout for it at all. And she just dropped with it in days. So whenever I see something about cancer, it's like, no, I can't be dealing with it. I just can't. Particularly if it's tests and stuff. Because it's like, what concerns me is, you know, with any kind of proper clinical trial thing, half of them are not getting the drug anyway. And that must be heartbreaking. I leave that alone. I shall leave that to you, Kim. You interpret it and tell me what you think. So I would much rather trust you with it than anybody who's interpreting it. But the statistics on the COVID thing, I would have thought, were blindingly obvious. It just seems to be Boris. Prevarication Johnson, as he's now known. Oh. Renee plays billiards at a club, but they won't accept women. And I told them it's weird and old-fashioned and unacceptable and they won't change. I just wonder what it is with the men that don't want the women there. What they think the women will do or say, or that they don't want the women to see them doing. I can't fathom it. And we've got a couple of people that you wouldn't think it of, would you, Mike?
True.
You know, I'm thinking of one in particular, and trendy in every other way apart from that. No, we can't have women in. And I just think, you know, you're barking.
Wants to hide from the missus, I presume.
Yeah, and the only answer that they ever come out with, which is so funny, you know, with it being the Catinians and a Catholic organisation, they turn round, don't they, and say, well, you don't let men in, the Catholic Women's Guild You're more than likely, more than welcome if you want to join. Maybe the Catinians got it all wrong by not putting men in the title of the organisation, Catholic Women's Guild. No, I'm not a member. I can't be doing with it. All they seem to do is have tea mornings and knit. And I don't drink tea and I don't knit. So I don't bother. That's not for me. Kim's now got her mother hooked on Danny. Danny went to a Mackie D's in Scotland. I think I saw that. I think it recommended that video. Anthony went to a Masonic Lodge dinner to accept a cheque for work. Very strange, it was all men only. Preferred the Rotary dinner and talk that you did that was mixed. Well, our Masonic Lodge, I don't know if everyone's the same, but we got invited as a couple, being friends of the mother and father of the Grand Master. He must have been a young Grand Master to have a mother and father alive. We got invited to a Masonic ladies' night. And it was men and women. There was dancing. It was like any other party. So I'm sure there's like some that are more strict than others. But our experience has been that they were great. Right. It was a British study. They also found out the test could detect ovarian cancer early with better results. But the articles didn't mention that. No, that's what I found when I was doing... I did medico-legal research on a drug called Myodil. And I had to wade through the Medline searches and all the rest of it. And honestly, I read some of these papers and I thought, to be published, these papers have been, you know, funded, written, researched, supposedly, allegedly, peer-reviewed. And they're utter garbage. You know, from what we now know. And the thing was, looking back in this, I wrote a thesis on it. We had all the information then that we're looking at now, but we were looking at it from a medico-legal perspective and they were looking at it from like, yeah, let's just brush that under the carpet. And, you know, people's lives were ruined with that drug, absolutely ruined. And it wasn't that they didn't have the information to know that at the time, they just chose to ignore it. So I read these articles, you know, and they're bad enough. And then you get the press interpreting them and you think, no, that's not what happened at all. They've got, they're off on another tangent. It's like I said with that Eric Cantona interview. We were there. We recorded it. We had it on video. We had it on audio. He never said what was in the paper. That was not what he said. But what can you do? After that, I said, you know, I will never trust anything in the paper again. That had been written and sorted out all in hand. They had their angle before he even opened his mouth. If they do that with everything else and that I don't know as much about, that I wasn't at the press conference, you know, in what ways have they misrepresented it? In every way conceivable from what I could see. Not good. Restrictions on travelling between counties was lifted on Saturday. Women in the supermarket queue here said, oh, I'm so happy COVID is over. Oh, Tracy. That's the thing, though. Do the politicians, are they that stupid that they don't realise that by behaving the way they're behaving, they are influencing people who are too dim-witted to know any better? Or do they think that they're right? I can't fathom it. But there is that feeling, isn't there, of like, yes, COVID is over. It's like your exam season's over and we're going to party on Monday. That feeling is there. Having said that, not when you speak to people. It's there in the newspapers. It's there on the TV. It's there whenever Boris opens his mouth. But when you actually talk to individual people, it's like, yeah, no, I'm not going out. No, no, not ready yet. We were talking about an event, weren't we? End of June, 30th of June. He's still alive over there, Mike.
Yeah.
And people were saying, no, I'm not going to be ready. And that's the end of June. And this was about 6 weeks ago. People, and they've said since, no, still not ready, still not ready. Because it would be an indoor thing. Outdoor things people are maybe getting a little bit more flexible with. But then you don't know about this Indian variant. So, you know, all bets are off anyway. Six days to go. It'll be 2 months fag-free here. Tony, that is a tough call. Very, very, very well done. My dad only gave up when he literally couldn't stand up to go outside and do it anymore. Even when he was riddled with cancer, he carried on. They said to him, you know, if you stop now, it might give you a few more months. No, carried on smoking until he literally could not get out of bed. And then my mum was like, you know, if you can give it up now, why didn't you give it up when it might have made some difference? So it's a tough call. Very well done. Isn't it what they say to you is that you don't say I'm an ex-smoker, you say I'm a non-smoker. You define yourself as being a non-smoker. My dad was a smoker till the day he died. In his mind, he was. But that is tough. Very well done. Years. Good grief, Renee. Do you ever actually think, do you think I am a non-smoker? Or every now and then, do you think, oh, you know, I'm stressed. I could do with a cigarette. Because my dad gave up. He tried giving up many, many times. But he did actually give up once. He told mum for 2 years. But it was nowhere near 2 years. It was probably more like 2 weeks. He then told her after 2 years, he just fancied a cigarette. And he started smoking again. I think he was smoking all along, but only at work. And after that, and that was when the rule came in, you can do what you like, but not in the house. So he was outside any time of any type of weather. He was outside with it. That was her rule. It's just misogyny. It is. I can't. It must be that they think that their jokes, that the women will frown on their jokes or something. I don't think it's anything nasty in the Catanians. I think it's just a kind of, they feel more relaxed in male company. But then if you're only ever in male company, how do you get more relaxed in female company? It's not something that I would understand. I mean, I remember at the beginning when Mike got invited, it's like, it's women, it's men only. And I'm like, well, you know, if that's the rules, you know, I'm not bothered. And I didn't mind one way or the other. Then it turned out that, you know, I was thinking there'd be lots of events that were men only. And there isn't. There's one. But there are people in there. The fact that there's one now, there was half a dozen, like 3 or 4 years ago. So they've seen that most of the members want to take their ladies with them. But there is this hardcore that don't. So, for instance, when I said Longridge is a place about 40, 50 miles away. But when you're driving, it feels like 100. All old, windy roads and stuff. All roads do lead to the same place, but some of them take a long, long time to get there. And that traditionally was a jolly boys outing. It was only the boys. And in Stuart's year, Stuart decided, you know, never mind this, we'll take the ladies. And quite a few of us did go. But one guy refused to go. And the following year when it was ladies, he refused to go. But worse than that, he went on another night when it was men only. And let it be known that he was going on the night that the ladies weren't invited. Oh, small-minded, never mind. Renee says no, never again. Excellent, excellent. Oh, Tony's struggling. Are you on those patches or anything like that? I think Dad tried those at one point as well. Thing was, you know, like if you're on the patches, you've got to take the patch off before you start smoking because you'll overdose on it. Keep going. Keep the faith. It'll be worth it. What put me off as a kid, because Mum was like, you know, you're not going to start smoking, are you? You're not going to start smoking. She had a real thing about it. And I said, Mum, have you heard Dad in the mornings? And he would be in the bathroom and he would just be coughing his guts up for about 20 minutes. I said, no way. I wouldn't even be tempted. And I never was. I think Mike has tried it. But then you know Mike. This was before I got my hands on him. And put some sense there. He was with like a gang of friends and it was like, well, you know, everyone's smoking, so I've got to have a cigarette. And I never felt like that. But there was a lot of people who did, so I can understand it. Hello, Alex. You think it's a power thing and control some men need. That's why they don't want women there. I guess the one that surprises me, he's got a lovely wife. She's the life and soul of the party. She is a lovely, lovely person. And, you know, he's the one that's saying, like, no to the women. And I'm thinking, but when she's there, you know, he enjoys himself. So what is it you know, what's going on when the ladies aren't there, obviously, that I don't see. Is it just lewd jokes? I don't understand. I really don't. But yeah, I can imagine it being a power thing in terms of the one that we're thinking of, who is vehement that the ladies shouldn't be there, could be because his wife doesn't want a bar of it. You know, she's been invited to stuff for years and she doesn't want to know. So maybe he's thinking, you know, I could do with some nights that are just men only, because, you know, if I turn up, it's very obvious that I'm on my own because she won't go. But that's between the two of you. I mean, I don't know whether she's got a kind of... She doesn't go many places, to be honest. She could be agoraphobic, I don't know. But no one would think any less of him because his wife wasn't there. But I don't know. The other one, of course, did have his wife at all these dues. They're the life and soul of the party. So I think in his case, it's just something that he wants as well as, not instead of. What did Cantona say or was alleged to say? Oh, Simon, it was a farce. In 1995, so we are going back a long way, doubtless you will have heard of the Karate Kick incident. Eric was being hounded by away supporters and they were at an away match and this away supporter shouted something at him. And apparently the French are incredibly sensitive. You know, there's certain things that you wouldn't say to certain nationalities. And it, with the French, it's something about your mother. Well, this guy insulted Eric's mother. Eric was already like a coiled spring. And he was being escorted off. He'd been sent off during the game. So he was like a coiled spring. And this guy had something to say. So Eric launched a karate kick at him. He literally just took off. And if you can imagine, this person was sat in the stand. He took off in midair. It was like watching Hong Kong Phooey. And he landed 2 feet straight on this guy's chest. Now, I know you can't do that. But at the time, there was a lot of things going on and nothing was being done about it. In terms of, I don't know if you remember Graham Taylor, used to be England manager. He was at a match, being a manager, and got spat on. Somebody out of the crowd spat on him. Other people got stuff thrown at them. So it was at a point where the players were being goaded a lot. He served his sentence for it and came back. And this was years later. What year was the beach soccer when we went in? It was before I had a digital camera and possibly before I had a Mac. So it could have been 2005. 2005, 2006. So it was about 11 years later. 11 years later. And this guy had written the piece, and that's what it was about. But that was news 11 years ago. It didn't mention the tournament. It didn't mention the beach soccer. It didn't mention the other teams. It was just Eric Cantona's in town. 11 years ago, Eric Cantona kicked a fan. Yeah, we've dealt with that. You know, that's not news today. So it then rabbited on about his opinions of Brighton and stuff, and he had not said any of it. He hadn't said any of it. They did, the one question they did ask him was worded something like, you know, would you kick the fan again today? And you know with Eric, you're going to get the truth. And he said, yes, I would. Well, that kicked it off even more. That was about the only thing that was accurate. But the rest of it, about being in Brighton and stuff, was all made up.
2000 was the first one in Richmond.
Yeah. That was before we had Mayor, and the one after was Hyde Park, because that
2002 and 2003.
Oh, it must have been 2000.
Was Brighton.
It was the one
Hyde
where
Hyde Park was 2001.
Well, in that case, maybe it was only 7 years, but you know, they just quoted him from years ago, and then said that they'd asked these questions about Brighton, which they hadn't. And I said to Mike, thank God we've got a recording of this, because he never said that. He didn't even ask the questions. Never mind, you know, misrepresented the answers. It was appalling. Appalling. Right. So the toughest period is the nicotine detox. I said that you tried a cig when you were younger.
Oh, I did.
Before
yeah.
You met me.
So I thought it was hard. I think it was about 16.
Yeah, but I'll tell you
one. I was trying to impress the girls at a Christmas do.
And when that didn't work, he decided then he'd become anti-cigarette. So when he met me, he checked that whether I smoked or not and whether I had an engagement ring on or not, didn't you?
Yeah.
Thought he was so clever. No, I've never smoked. Kim used to watch 60 Minutes until they did a show on dentistry and they got it so wrong and misquoted. The president of the Dental Association will never trust anything on 60 Minutes again. I think I've seen some 60 Minutes things, only short pieces that they've done. I think they're on YouTube. But that's exactly how I felt, Kim. It was like, well, I always felt that a news outlet might put their own spin on it, but that they wouldn't be in a position, because other news outlets would have been there, they wouldn't have been in a position to completely misrepresent something. But they were, and they did. So that's why I don't trust anything. I mean, today I could have actually watched Boris, couldn't I? But I thought, no, I can't take any more. He'll be saying the usual twaddle. It'll be fine. And then it won't. And then he'll backtrack. And then we'll all be under lockdown again. So I didn't bother today. I couldn't take it. But I totally understand where you're coming from, Kim. Because that's the one thing that you know more about than they do. And when you see how far removed from reality they are, you can't trust them with anything else. Because you're thinking, you know, I don't know enough about this, so how much of what they're saying is complete rubbish? And you're not going to know without doing your own research. And let's be honest, we can't do research into every little thing that comes on the TV that we're interested in. So get rid of the TV. That's what I did. It works well. Oh, Tony, 12. Good grief. How did you get away with it at 12? Oh, I'm liking that, Simon. That's the best gift you could give to future Tony. That is very, very true. Simon gave up when the kids were young. I wish my dad had. I hated it. Absolutely hated it. I'm sure Mrs. Simon's thrilled with that, Simon. About not thinking about smoking. Oh, love it, love it, love it. Renee can't be bothered with cigarettes. In fact, she become an anti-smoker. Can't have anyone smoke in the house. Do you know, I hear that so often, Renee. And I'm not surprised. I mean, I don't know if it would be the smell of it, or would that maybe remind you? It's like whenever my mum would say to my aunt, this was years ago when they were speaking, I'm starting a diet on Monday. Without exception, by Tuesday, my aunt would turn up with a cream cake. You know, or some pastry that smelled absolutely gorgeous. You know, and even if you manage to resist, it's a battle, and you don't want it to be a battle. So I totally understand that, Renee. Kim's not bothered that men want men-only clubs. It doesn't particularly bother me, but I think as a concept. So, you know, if the local Masons don't want ladies in, then that's absolutely fine. You know, there will be meetings and there will be events that are men only, but there'll also be events like the ladies' night where the ladies are invited and it's a really, really good night. Doesn't bother me in the slightest. But when it's something like the Catinians that you, again, you've got that knowledge of, and you know these people, you know, and you do wonder what's going through their minds when they're saying behind your back, oh, we need a men only thing. You know, it just doesn't make sense. We've already got a breakfast club and anyone is welcome. So we don't only have the gentlemen, the brothers, we have their wives, we have their daughters, their sons. You know, it's a family thing. So why would you want to backtrack that to be just men at a breakfast? That's nothing to do with drinking as much as you like and smoking as much as you like and making lewd jokes. It's a breakfast. I don't understand it when you're involved. But if it was something, you know, external, or if they'd come up with the idea that the gentleman would have a breakfast, then so be it. But we came up with the idea and everyone was welcome. Otherwise, why would you do it? But that's what they're like, isn't it? Tony says, some great men find it hard to acknowledge that there's an even greater woman behind them. Men-only issues are for those that are trying to forget that they don't live alone. Just saying. It says more about them than it does the ladies. But, you know, it's not just all of the ladies complaining. You know, half of the men don't agree either. So I guess they also feel victimised because, you know, if half the men don't agree with them and all of the ladies don't agree with them, then it's 75 to 25. So they're outnumbered and they don't like that either. Oh, we'll see how it all pans out. It'll be quite a giggle, as far as I'm concerned. So Renee says, we have a great time playing billiards, but in my opinion, we could have that with the women too, maybe even more. Especially if the ladies decide to play. I remember being in a hotel when I was a kid, was about 10, and there was a snooker table, and I wanted to have a go. It's like, you can't touch the snooker table. You know, it's men only. Well, I created such a stink at the hotel that they decided that, like, there was a particular night, there was like a film night. And when all the men were at the film night, I could go in there with my dad and have a game of snooker. Oh, I loved it. Loved it. Tony gave up and grabbed some Nicorette sprays. Figured that you would rather give into that than give up and grab a fag. They're still in the kitchen cupboard untouched. There you go. Hopefully it gets to that point. Have a look. When you do the Googles, Tony, have a look about Anne Robinson and giving up smoking. And she smoked 60 to 80 a day and said that the only reason, there were two reasons that she'd not given up years ago. This was probably about 10 years ago. One, she didn't want to put weight on. And two, she thought she would go through absolute agony giving up. And she just didn't have the bandwidth to cope with it. And then I don't know, I can't remember what persuaded her, but she just went cold turkey one day. Never put an ounce on and said she didn't even think about it after that. And if she'd have known it would be that easy, she would have done it years ago. Now, I know she's a very self-determined lady, but have a read of it. It might be interesting right now. The entire reason that is that a table full of only blokes don't raise an eyebrow if you come back with a pint, three packets of crisps and a packet of dry roasted peanuts and a pickled egg. Maybe ladies like to have too much of an opinion, but trust me, I know these guys and they do have opinions. There must be other single men there, or why doesn't he take a friend with him if his wife doesn't want to go? I've no idea, Anthony. We wouldn't say, you know, where's your wife, because we know. So he's most welcome. It must just be him. Hello, Dee. It's Two Show Friday. It is indeed. Get wild. Wow, that sounds like a wild party, Dee. Renee had a packet of cigs in his glove box for a year. just to have them when I needed them. Do you know, my mum did that with me years ago. I told her I was giving up chocolate. Do you remember that, Mike? Mm. Now, obviously, me, big chocolate eater. Oh, anything. So I said, I'm giving up chocolate. She went out and she got the biggest bar of Galaxy, which was my favourite that the world has ever seen. It was 360 grams worth. You get diabetes just from eating it. And she put it in the fridge. And she said to me, just in case you get the urge, I've put a bar of Galaxy in the fridge. I said, what for? I told you I'm not eating it. And every time I went to the fridge for 2 years, this bar of Galaxy was in the fridge staring at me. And I never gave in. And I think it was because I wouldn't have done that. I would have thought, if it's there and I'm really, you know, something's really set me off, I might eat it. But it became a battle of wills between me and her. Now, that wasn't what she intended, but every time I opened the fridge and I saw it, I thought, no, 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 no. And in the end, she had to throw it out because it was rancid. And I said to Mike, I hope she doesn't buy another one. But she didn't. She didn't buy another one. Oh, Renee, you probably have got a traffic cone. If you've not got a physical traffic cone, use VLC. That's a traffic cone. So Deb thinks it's time to spend time with other like-minded male, a male viewpoint. Same for the women. Men share things with only men and women share things with only women. I guess so, but on a social level, I don't know. I'm not that bothered myself. But the thing is, if you're trying to bring something into a situation and roll back what has been decided, then, you know, one side or another is going to get upset. Kim, you and I trust the news media to exactly the same level. Not at all. And Dee's saying the same about Canada. They do seem to be a bit slap happy with what they churn out. And, you know, that's proper media. I mean the BBC and all the big channels. You know, if they're that bad, can you imagine how bad stuff is that people put on social? That's not fact-checked, full stop. It's just, don't listen to anything. Don't listen to anything. God went for a men only situation at the very start. Yeah, well, yeah, he was wrong though, wasn't he? The laugh of it is, at our church, women do more than men. There are more female Eucharistic ministers. They do all of the cleaning, obviously. They do all of the flower arranging. They do all of the washing. So when we have like Vocation Sunday, the priest makes sure everybody knows that. That, you know, there may only be priests and deacons that can be men. However, and then he lets rip. So he's very egalitarian. Women can be chatty. You've been in clubs, officer on board, and the women in the clubs were deceptive and manipulative, just downright evil-minded. Oh, got to agree, though, women can be a bit like that. You're quite right. Oh, Renee, the nicotine patches are worthless. They hardly burn. That's what my dad would have done with them, I can assure you. Oh, Tony, no, you'll be fine. 9 kilo in 7 weeks. It'll fall off again. Trust me, it will. Just get the running shoes out. Get a bike. Get a bike like mine. A fixed bike. Then you can do it while you compute. Dee's jealous of men's casual friendships. They seem so much easier. Seem they'll have a big argument and they just forget about it in the next hour. Now, that I completely agree with. Women can hold a grudge forever. No, Mike's Toblerone won't get rancid. We will sort Mike's Toblerone out. Social media is just... I mean, when you're saying it's horrendous for anything deep, it's horrendous for anything. I mean, there was a warning on the BBC's site to ignore things on social, some photographs or other, about this Hamas thing, because they're not real. But the thing is, people just like, as was proved with what I was saying about earlier, when I mentioned locking a page in Notion and all of a sudden 30 people were experts in it, when no one had suggested it to her before. And they were coming up with, you know, here's a link to this and here's a link to that. And I'm thinking, well, just a minute. You have to have the logical brain to work out what the solution is to the problem before we start. But then before you start posting, I mean, I wrote my own write-up about it to her, so it was accurate. But they didn't have time when they did the Googles to check the veracity of the links that they were saying, look at this and there's a video here, here's an article on it. And I'm like, you can't possibly have read that. So I crawled back to my corner in Spidey mode and just sat and watched them implode. But that's what they can be like. Oh, allergic to tobacco. That was handy. How do you know you're allergic to tobacco? How did you find that out? Never smoked, never desired to. Must have been somebody else doing it. Oh, Renee's got something Toblerone related here, Mike. Needed to be Toblerone-ish. Right, let me have a look at that. Because this BBC page is flickering like crazy. Oh, yes. I shall get Mike one of those for his birthday. Oh. Shocking to see the BBC footage. I haven't seen that yet. But you don't know what to trust anymore. I mean, it's bad enough with a photoshopped image. But now you've got these deep fakes. And they just look totally accurate. What can you do? You break out in hives from the smoke. You have to think of that as a mechanism to keep you safe, Deb. I was the same with the gluten allergy. I thought, well, I'm not eating it. And my dad was helpless and mum was somewhere else. And I thought, well, I'll just make him a sandwich. And the skin started peeling off my hands, just touching bread in terms of putting some butter on it. So I never touched it again. Now I have rubber gloves. People are overwhelmed by how complex things are these days. They'll just Google the stats and confirm what they want and call it a day. That's true. But you know, when you're getting recommended resources that people haven't even checked, really? But they did. Yeah, they did. Right, okay, we've got to go and get ready for Two Show Friday. I haven't even finished the slides yet, but I will get a wiggle on and sort it out. So for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Very, very soon. Stay safe, guys.